Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, radio family, and welcome yet again another weekend to get the word out and talk about good people doing some great things in our communities. Always the case here on our intercom stations, welcoming you to the weekend edition of Community Focus and thanking you for your wonderful company Saturday and Sunday mornings. I'm Renee Vaughn, and this member of our QF family, definitely no stranger, I think I should say, Antonio McCoy, you continue to wear many hats, and you likely have added one more.
Yes, ma'am,
as
I have.
Of
How
today.
You doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. Of course, Antonio, you are with MC Howard Business Coaching.
Yes.
But here, you are representing which organization here at the
Beta
program?
Phi Beta Sigma out of Winston-Salem.
All right. Very good. Yeah. And our topic of discussion, Antonio, one that some people may be prepared for, others are likely dreading until that April. Is it the 15th or 17th this year?
Oh, boy. Don't
now that
me
I
the
think
line.
About it.
I know the deadlines for most of the places are the 14th. And some are offering the 17th
right.
For the deadline.
And
like
I didn't
Hispanic
mean to
location.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah, no, it's
there.
Okay. It's fine.
And I'm wondering, it seems like sometimes from year to year that,
yeah.
that tax deadline
I'm thinking
seems
it's the
to
17th because I see a Hispanic
right.
location
okay.
In Winston that the deadline is the 17th.
Okay. Yeah. So, radio family, in case you were wondering what our topic of discussion is, we're going to talk tax time.
Yeah, tax time, you know, Vita Sites, volunteer tax assistance.
Excellent.
Just wanted to, you know, I'm part of Bigger Better Business. Phi Beta Sigma has three programs, Bigger Better Business, Social Action, which deals with the voting rights and all that type of thing, mm-hmm. and voter awareness. And then there's education with helping, you know, with tutoring and spelling bees
right.
and STEM programs and stuff like that. So for my chapter, I'm over Bigger Better Business. And one of the programs that we have is the Vita program under Bigger Better Business and creating awareness around it.
Very good. And how long have you been a member of Phi Beta Sigma now?
Wow, I'm coming up on my second year.
Really?
Yeah, my second
so
year.
So still kind of new,
yeah,
newbie
still,
from that
yeah,
standpoint. Okay.
I'm still new, but I'm you know, I got a little dust to brush off.
Okay.
I've been in the game a little while.
A little while,
a little
right.
while, yeah. I'm
right.
working hard, though.
Now, do some of the brothers still try to give you a hard time, though?
You know, I'm going to say this, and at the risk
okay.
of sounding arrogant, I have been very blessed
very good.
With the work that I've been on before, but I do around mm-hmm. strategic planning and
right.
and things like that. I'm actually working with the international president on the national level.
Yes.
So, as I told you, I'm going out to Arizona this week to do a two-day leadership retreat to help, you know, the fraternity grow and do great things and continue
right.
to do great things. So because I've been able to work at the national level,
yes,
I don't hear too many conversations about how long, because there aren't too many people that are working
right.
around here
yeah.
at the national level.
Well, first of all, and
Antonio, it is a blessing.
Very much so. And I wanted to say, just from what I've been able to see, and this is where social media plays such a huge part, seeing a lot of what Phi Beta Sigma, excuse me, does in the community. And just to say kudos to you brothers for your hard work, your input, and really, I'm sure the joy that as a community, mm-hmm. individuals are benefiting from the many programs and services that you're
yes.
providing.
Yes.
Excellent.
That was one of the reasons why I was glad to be a part of it. because I was already trying to do things in the community from a service standpoint.
Right.
This just really magnified it.
Absolutely. And if I may add, I believe there is another young man that you and I know very well who happens to be your son.
Yes.
Who I have seen, is he up and coming? So Phi Beta Sigma.
So one of the, we have three programs, but we added a fourth this year.
Yes.
And it's been a program, but we made it one of our national programs this year, which is the Sigma Beta Club, where we mentor young boys. So a lot of times it's our sons, and sometimes it's not.
Right.
A lot of times it's not.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the guys that are in the Sigma Beta program, their fathers aren't Sigmas. And so they have their own thing.
Right.
They have their own, like we have a regional conference in South Carolina next month.
Yes.
The Sigma Betas go off and do their thing. We have a conclave every 2 years.
Yeah.
They have their own. And now, for us this year, it's in Vegas. We didn't want the kids in Vegas.
Right.
So they're going to Louisiana, and I think they're going to be on Xavier University.
Okay.
So they actually stay on a university
right.
in the dorm. They get a they get to eat from the calves. So they get the college
experience. Exactly.
Yes. And that's a big part of what we try to do with mentoring the guys that are in the Sigma Beta. Now, I did a Facebook Live last week.
Mm-hmm.
We had something called the Super Bowl, with super being spelled S-O-U-P-E-R. Super
Bowl. That I did see listed on Facebook.
And that was about, you know, getting non-perishable food items together to take to Samaritan Ministries. And I, you know, did a Facebook Live of all the Sigma Beta chapter in Winston.
Wow.
I think we collected over, I think it was over 200 pieces of food.
Nice.
And it was interesting, but it's just making them aware of how blessed they are that they don't have to rely, you know, on that means for being able to be fed.
Exactly.
Every evening. They've got parents.
Right.
You know, they've got a home to go to.
Yeah.
They've got a warm bed, a warm, clean bed to sleep in and nobody else has slept in. So it really helps them understand, you know, how fortunate they are. We did a sleep out earlier, and my son participated in that.
Yeah.
On Winston-Salem State's campus to honor the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
We put up the cardboard boxes and whatnot, although they slept in a tent.
Yes.
But they slept out all night in a tent to honor the homeless, to get an idea of what it's like, although most homeless people don't sleep in a tent.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for someone who lives in a house every night to have to, you know, stay out all night while it's still pretty chilly outside.
Exactly.
We did
so
about
that's
a month
something
ago,
different.
A month and a half ago.
Wow.
And we had two or three Sigma Betas that participated in that, but usually the collegiate Sigmas do that on campus, and we collect food there as well.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
You know what, Antonio, first of all, for your son, CJ, to be so willing to participate in community-involved activities, and for any young person, whether in his age group, a little younger or a little older, really giving props, if you will, to our young generation of individuals who, as we say, passing the torch from parents and grandparents to see that there is still a need and really a responsibility to take care of one another as community.
Yeah.
And how great for him to get that direct involvement, obviously from his dad, who is setting an example.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something that's interesting.
Yes.
And it happened last meeting. You talk about passing down the torch. We have some Sigma Betas, and I know it's not the subject for today, but we have some Sigma Betas that are seniors. And one is a student athlete. He went and did some college visits for football.
Right.
Big fella. He's 6'2". I think he told me he was 295 pounds.
Wow. That's a big boy.
And when we had the meeting, he told the younger kids, like my son CJ, who's in middle school, and some of the other middle school kids, to watch your grades. Because when the time comes, if you want to play football, basketball, golf, lacrosse, whatever, at that level, they do look at it. The other thing that he told them was, they look at your grades when you get your permit. First thing CJ said when we got in the car, because he's always asking me to drive.
Yes.
But 13 years old, Daddy, can I drive, right? But Daddy, I didn't know they looked at your progress report, I mean your report card with your permit. And that's another thing that we do. We collect the report cards from all of them. They have to, you know, and I'll be honest with you, I believe the peer pressure of having to turn in your report card really got CJ really cognizant of wanting what he had to do and what he wanted to do and to make good grades.
Yeah.
And he started, when he started having to pass in his report card, you know, although I was stomping up and down saying, you need to do this, you need to do that. it was no, it had nowhere near the impact or influence
right.
as having to pass it in at a Sigma Beta meeting.
Mm-hmm.
His report card, you know, to Mr. Cat, Brother Cat,
yeah.
and Brother getting some comments from Brother Cat in front of all of his other Sigma Beta peers.
Wow.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that's more powerful than anything a parent
true.
can ever do.
Very true. But in addition to that, too, Antonio, if I may add, it really is a wonderful thing to see not just a young boy mm. or a youth, but especially a youth of color.
Oh, yes.
To be in a room surrounded by other black males.
Black men. That's right.
And black men.
That's right.
Who are doing something positive.
That's right.
And you know how I'm about the positivity.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And just, again, just so proud of our young ones that are taking that initiative
yes.
to want to continue to move forward in a more positive direction so that as they get older,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see CJ in a similar role
Let's
as to what you're doing.
Them.
Exactly.
With them.
Exactly.
And pass it on.
Right. Yes. Right. To possibly his children. But you're right. But that's a nice aside,
yes.
even
yes.
though we get back to our topic, which was to be on taxes. Tell us a little bit about, you mentioned Bigger, Better Business. What is, how is that helping the community?
So Bigger, Better Business was a national program that was established by Phi Beta Sigma in December of 1924.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was designed to do was to promote, and I'm using the word of the time, okay, right. to promote Negro business. And at its inception, the program sought to encourage Negro businesses to improve their business acumen,
mm-hmm.
efficiency, and service to the public, and to be competitive with other businesses. So it's about teaching them how to be more efficient, more profitable, and to raise, as it said, it's their business acumen,
mm-hmm.
Strategy,
right.
you know, and things like that to be better business owners
yeah.
and encourage more black people to be business owners.
Absolutely. And that really is, when we think, Antonio, about the history of business in general,
mm-hmm.
especially in our communities
yes.
and especially in our black communities, and as you hints, as of the time,
yes.
the word being in our Negro communities, there were quite a few business owners.
Absolutely.
In that date,
Absolutely.
Dating back to the 1920s, and especially as we look at where things are in 2018,
mm-hmm.
how many successful entrepreneurs
oh, yes.
and businessmen and businesswomen
yes.
are really succeeding in what they're doing and have a passion to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Now, what is Phi Beta Sigma and Bigger, Better Business going to do for the community? Not just today and here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, Antonio, but going forward.
So Phi Beta Sigma is a brotherhood of conscious brothers or men, conscious men, I got to say it right, a brotherhood of conscious men actively serving the community. What I want to do today through Bigger, Better Business is create some awareness around where Vita sites are
mm-hmm.
And where people can go to get their taxes done, specifically those that are underserved in the community.
Right.
Maybe disabled, maybe have a language barrier.
Right.
And I think the threshold is $54,000 a year and below
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To go get their taxes done, get assistance, and it's free.
Nice.
Okay. So I just wanted to come today and maybe share some locations in Winston-Salem, Greensboro, and High Point.
Absolutely.
Where your listening audience can go if they fit the criteria I just described.
Right.
They can go and get some tax assistance and get their taxes done.
Excellent. And this is an excellent point to take just a quick break, Antonio, and we're going to get into the specifics, and hopefully as much as time will allow us to name some of those locations
okay.
that are better serving our communities. And just to say thank you to the service that Phi Beta Sigma and Bigger, Better Business is doing, and especially with Vita when we learn more about it as well. So, my friend, Community Focus family, it's good to have you back as always. And Radio Family, it is good to have your company as we will continue with much more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. We are coming back after this. The weekend edition of Community Focus, it's right here, it's right now, and it's on our intercom stations every Saturday and Sunday morning. Radio Family, thank you very much for your great company. Also extending a thank you for what you're doing in our communities. I know I mentioned that towards the end of great conversation with members of our Community Focus family, but wanted to share that with you, coming back with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. And one of our QF family members is rejoining me, Renee Vaughn, again, in his many roles and many hats. You know him by voice. You know him as a business coach with MC Howard Business Coaching, but Antonio McCoy representing the Fine Brothers, the men of Phi Beta Sigma, and also Bigger Better Business. Antonio, we were mentioning just before the break, it is tax season.
Yes.
For really all of us, most of us anyway.
Oh, yes.
But there are a lot of us in our communities that are either underserved, that's the word I'm trying to get out, or either just don't have the means with which to get their taxes done.
Right.
So how nice that a wonderful organization such as Phi Beta Sigma and what Bigger Better Business is doing to address the needs and concerns of getting the taxes done.
We're trying.
Absolutely. And thank you for taking the opportunity to come here on the program, our public affairs show. We were mentioning, you're welcome, before we went to break, that there were a number of locations that we wanted to share with our radio family this morning. So let's talk about, before you mention those locations, what's VITA? Let's get a familiarity.
So it's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. It's a program that's actually through the IRS.
Okay.
And the IRS provides certified volunteers, and it's something that goes on throughout the country.
Nice.
Okay. I think I saw online last night, BB&T has a bus. That's a VITA site.
Okay.
You know, certain organizations have agreed to house and facilitate, you know, tax preparation and using the IRS officials to come in and to do, you know, the taxes. I guess they're there to make sure that they're done right.
Correct.
And people can come in when they fit, you know, the criteria for the underserved community, elderly, disabled, you know, making $54,000 or less,
right.
a year or the language piece, can come in and get their taxes done.
Wow.
Absolutely free.
No charge.
Expert tax preparation, IRS.
Excellent.
It doesn't get any more expert than that, right?
Very true.
Yeah, get it done for free. And like I said, what I wanted to do was to come on as part of my obligation through Phi Beta Sigma and the director of Bigger Better Business for my chapter is to come in and share some of the locations with your listening audience. So if they fit the criteria, they can go to these places.
And to thank you for doing that,
yes,
too,
ma'am.
Antonio.
Thank
so whenever you're ready, the floor is yours.
Okay, so you want to start in Winston-Salem?
Yes, let's do
that. I'll mention three locations.
Okay.
So ESR, Experiment in Self-Reliance, they're located at 3480 Dominion Street, Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. Okay, they're going to be doing taxes. Goodwill Industries, both locations on University Parkway and Chatillon Drive. Now, the location that's on University, they're doing Wednesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 8.
Okay.
And then the location on Peters Creek, they're doing Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 7:30.
Okay.
Okay? And then we got the Walnut Cove Senior Center. I figure we'd add that in there on Brook Street.
Yes.
In Walnut Cove. That's Monday from 1 to 5 by appointment only.
Only. Okay.
Can I share that phone number to make
Please.
The appointment?
Yes.
336-591-5442 to make that appointment. Okay, so that's three in Winston. We got the, I'll do the health department, King Public Library, the Prosperity Center South, and then for Hispanic, Mi Casa, I might butcher this, Mi Casa Servicios Hispano Latino. It's 5490 Chatillon Drive for our Hispanic brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Monday through Friday from 9 to 5, appointment only, number there, 722-7040.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Antonio, thank you for that. So,
sure.
Yes, for our Hispanic brothers and sisters, and I hope I'm not butchery. I took French.
Yeah.
And,
oh, okay.
and a lot of that doesn't come back to memory.
High school years.
Yes. Oh, does that bring back memories? But yes, si habla español.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Poquito.
Yes. Very good. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, that is great to know, Antonio, that we have all of these locations. And that's just in Winston-Salem.
That's Winston-Salem.
Right. Now, for our radio family in Greensboro, where are some of the locations
Greensboro
there?
Had a lot more locations. I'll read four or five of those, if that's okay.
Yes.
So we had the Senior Resources of Guilford. That's a drop-off. Drop-off is also offered. They're at 1401 Benjamin Parkway. Call on weekdays. That's 336-333-6981. Then you have, and that's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday afternoons from 1 to 2 p.m. Then you have the Shepherd Center at 302 West Market Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoons from 1 to 2:15 p.m. Seniors only.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Okay.
Dates open February 5th through April 11th. They're closed April 2nd. And their criteria is you must be age 60 plus.
Okay.
So for our senior listeners,
very nice.
You know, our very seasoned listeners.
Yes, I love that. There. I like that word.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I know some 60-year-olds, so they're quick to correct me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
So our very seasoned listeners,
yes.
This is the place for you in Greensboro.
Excellent.
And then Mount Zion Baptist Church, Monday evenings from 5:30 to 7 p.m. They're located at 1301 Alamance Church Road. No appointments, walk-ins only.
Okay.
But then this is from February 5th to April 9th.
Okay.
But they're letting you know to expect a long wait because it is walk-ins.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So that's just a few in Greensboro. Can we look at High Point?
You know what? Do you have any more on the Greensboro list? Because I'm looking at our studio clock. I think we got...
We're okay on time?
I think we're okay on time on this. Yes.
So we got McGirt Horton Library.
Mm-hmm.
Drop-off is available there. That's Tuesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. They're located at 2501 Phillips Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Dates open February 6th through April 10th. Okay, drop-off, though, is only from February 6th to April 3rd.
Okay?
Yeah. You can make an appointment for the date only, but not the time.
Okay.
Okay, so they're
you
not...
You may want to repeat that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So McGirt Horton Library, they're located at 2501 Phillips Avenue. They're going to be open on February 6th to April 10th.
Mm-hmm.
You can call 336-373-5810. You can make the appointment, but they're not promising you a time.
Okay.
Okay. So that's a good thing. Then we got the Hemp Hill Library, Wednesday evenings, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And I need to add this too for McGirt.
Sure.
That's 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Wednesday evenings, Hemp Hill Library, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. They're at Vandalia Avenue in Greensboro. And their number is 336-373-2925. One more for Greensboro?
Yes.
Okay. Thursday evenings from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is the Chavis Library.
Okay.
Okay. 900 South Bimbo Road. Dates open February 1st through the 5th. You can call 336-373-5838. They have nothing here about appointments.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that's a first come, first serve
basis. Absolutely. Is that all the 10, I think you said?
Oh, we were talking about earlier?
Okay.
All day.
Let's
on
get them
Thursday.
All in.
Yeah, okay. All day on Family Economic Success Day.
Mm-hmm.
This is Thursday, March 1st only. One day only.
One day. Okay.
The family, they're located United Way, 1500 Yanceyville Street. Okay. 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That day only. Call on weekdays at 336-333-6981. This is only Thursday, March 1st.
Okay.
Okay?
Very good.
Family Economic Success Day, 9 to 4:30, March 1st. Then you have the Century Library drop-off only.
Okay.
Okay? Saturday mornings, 9:30 a.m., 12:15 p.m. They're located at 219 Church Street. No appointment, walk-ins only.
Okay.
Okay? Drop-off only. Then Guilford College, located at 5800 West Friendly Avenue at the 104 Bowman Building.
Mm-hmm.
If you're familiar with the campus. Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They're going to be closed March 3rd and the 10th. And you can call on weekdays, and United Way is affiliated with this as well. 336-378-5029. And then the last one is the McNary Library.
Mm-hmm.
So on 4860 Lake Jeanette Road in Greensboro. Saturday mornings, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Dates open February 3rd through April 7th.
Okay.
You can call them at 336-373-2015.
Nicely done. Antonio, what I really appreciate about the locations that you've mentioned so far for Winston-Salem and Greensboro, and we're going to get to High Point. So Radio Family in High Point, just stay close. We're going to mention those locations. The nice thing about this, Antonio, with Phi Beta Sigma and Bigger Better Business is that these are various locations that are easily accessible.
Indeed.
To a lot of individuals, as we mentioned, whether they are underserved as our seniors,
mm-hmm.
Those who are perhaps low income,
mm-hmm.
individuals, just various case scenarios. And how nice that individuals who are tax preparers are willing to take the time,
yes.
to be at these locations, and whatever the case scenario may be for the individual, mm-hmm. it can accommodate,
yes.
a person's needs.
Indeed. And that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
And that's what Phi Beta Sigma is all about.
Yes, ma'am.
It's serving our community as well. Now, let's get to these fine locations in High PZ, North Carolina.
Okay. So, note, Vita locations in High Point are open 6 days a week during tax season.
Very good. Okay.
So we have the location, we have the name of the location and the address.
Okay.
No phone numbers. Okay. Community and Neighborhood Development Center, located at 201 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Macedonia Family Research Center, located at 401 Lake Avenue. West End Ministries Community Center, located at 903 English Road. The Salvation Army Boys and Girls Club of High Point, 121 Southwest Cloverleaf Place.
Mm-hmm.
GTCC High Point and Jamestown locations.
Okay.
YWCA High Point, 155 West Westwood Avenue.
Very good. Now, Antonio, if I can ask this question, as far as the locations with Vita, how long has this particular service or program been around for the community that you know of?
Wow, you know, that's a good question. I would venture to say it's probably been in place at least 3 years.
Okay.
And I'm probably not doing it justice. Right. I became aware of it through the fraternity.
Okay, right.
And like I said, that's probably something good for Googling. And I'm looking through my notes to see if I see anything, to see where to give me some guidance. And I'm not saying anything as far as when it originated.
Right.
But I know.
But nice to know the program is available.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I know it's probably been in existence at least 3 years.
At least 3 years.
Yeah, at least 3 years.
Excellent. And just again, Antonio, really nice to know that the services are available, because this can be, when we think about tax season in general,
yes,
I think the one word that comes to mind for some folk, it can be stressful.
Oh, yeah.
Because so many of us, whether we make an attempt to try to prepare our taxes, and we know there's tons of software out there that now give us the capability to do so, perhaps, and to use the word, I guess, downside on that,
mm-hmm.
is that sometimes they don't necessarily catch all of the importance, shall we say, of getting as much as you can, especially if you're anticipating a refund. That's the nice thing about having individuals who are well prepared
mm-hmm.
in the tax arena, who have been doing this or have been at this for a number of years, because they know really all the loopholes, so to speak, and the ins and outs of how tax preparation can be.
Yes.
And very nice that it alleviates a lot of the headache, because even though we have the software to kind of help us along, again, I think personally, there's really nothing that can ever replace human contact.
I agree.
Or
but
human
you
touch.
You got to ask one a question.
Exactly.
But you know something else that's deep?
Yeah.
You said software,
mm-hmm.
digital divide. Not everyone has a computer.
Has a computer. Exactly.
Okay. But I got to answer to your question.
You do.
Thank
very
you,
good.
Google.
Yes.
Okay. So the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program is an initiative sponsored by the IRS, founded in 1971 by Gary Iskowitz at California State University, Northridge.
Wow. What did we do before Google, Antonio?
You know, I don't know.
Other than
play
to make
football,
that trip. Yeah, well, that, yeah. Or walk down to our neighborhood library and research the information.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, the nice thing about it is, and thankful that we still have libraries mm-hmm. around, because a lot of people still like doing things the old school way of doing things.
They like to smell the paper.
Exactly.
Touch the book.
Right. And it's not knocking modern technology.
No, not at
by all means, very thankful to have it, because when we're able to really literally have it at our fingertips with such a quickness.
Yes.
Imagine when you and I were coming up and we would have had that as an assignment.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how long that would
Where
have
you
literally
going? To
taken?
The library?
Right.
You know,
are you going to be there a while?
But you know something else that's you know, I guess a lost art or unique about the face-to-face experience of going into a traditional library?
Mm-hmm.
A knowledgeable librarian can tell you the breadth of works that they
Absolutely.
Have on a particular subject
right.
and give you some knowledge around, hey, we have this or we have this coming in.
Exactly.
You know, or to ask you, are you interested in this as well?
Right.
We have this over here. That's something technology can't do.
That's true. And I like the fact that you referenced it as a lost art.
It is.
Because really, I give kudos to any and all who have been through the public library system.
Yes.
We have some that have either just retired or have been at it for a long period of time. And I also think, too, Antonio, when it comes to libraries, I think about how now, downtown Winston-Salem has that beautiful. Yes.
They got a recording studio.
Do they really?
Yes, ma'am. I got my library card just to go play in it.
Well, I think I'm going to have to renew mine now.
They got a mic in there. They got a board, everything.
Everything.
Yes.
And you know, for the two of us and what we do for a living as far as media, that's awesome.
And it's not a cheap mic you're talking on in there either.
Wow. That's awesome. Now, imagine, too, for kids that are majoring in mass communication, want to get into production, want to do what we do on a full-time basis, to have that access right there. At their fingertips,
check it out.
At their local public library.
And not just for, I mean, it's there for musicians, so it's a keyboard in there and everything. But I went to go check it out, like for reading audiobooks, because I do that. And I was like, well, you know, maybe I can go down there and read an audiobook just for the heck of it. But it wasn't ready yet. It might be ready now. I went a couple weeks ago. But but they've got a blue, although we may not have tech people out there, but they've got a blue Dragonfly mic, which is a nice high-end mic.
Yes.
They've got it on a boom. So you can swing it over and talk on it, or in that case, sing on it.
Very nice.
They've got the walls treated with a very decorative soundproofing.
Awesome.
It's like wavy, and it's multicolored.
Wow.
It's just really nice.
Nice.
And I was just really impressed by what I put it. You can order coffee. They've got a coffee bar down there.
You know, that just makes me think, when you step into now a 21st century library, these aren't the libraries of our parents and grandparents by any means. That is amazing. Now, let me ask you this. On that note, do you have to set up an appointment to use any of their recording equipment? Or
I would suspect when you have the library card, you do have to sign up.
Exactly.
Sign up for it.
But to have direct access with that card.
Right. I mean, I know people want to get into voiceover right now, and what hinders them is, you know, not having the equipment not having the software.
Right.
So they've got a Mac computer in there. Okay.
Cool.
I'm sure they have, you know, Pro Tools or something
like that.
On the computer. Like I said, a nice mic. The room's been treated. So the sound, no vibration of sound in the room. And all of this is provided to you because of your tax dollars.
Absolutely.
You know, and they've got a coffee bar, like I said, but a patio out there, like on the second floor. You can go out there and sit down.
Right.
Get a nice view, you know, of Winston-Salem, the northern side of Winston-Salem.
Right.
It's just, I went down there with Glenn. Glenn took me down there. He said, man, you need to go see it. And I said, I heard they got a recording studio. I want to go see it.
Right.
And I went down there and I was just blown away.
Wow. That is just amazing.
Yeah.
And to think again, getting back to what Vita provides again for the community, imagine for those that are able to take advantage of the locations that we mentioned between, and especially Greensboro and Winston-Salem and even High Point, the fact that our local public libraries provide these much-needed services. Absolutely, because I like what you said earlier, Antonio. There are a lot of us that don't have means of having a personal computer.
That's right.
With which to use the software to prepare
our taxes. And I will say this. I think when I went in Winston-Salem Library, I know they had at least 10 computer stations.
Wow.
I mean, in rows. I'm thinking it's more than 10, but I'm being modest, very conservative.
Yes.
But I'm thinking it was at least 10
computer stations. So imagine 10 people from the community having an opportunity, whether they're preparing taxes individually or they're asking the assistance from a professional tax preparer to get it done.
Yes.
The nice thing is it can be done in a timely fashion. And again, getting back to those dates, and Antonio, I wanted to interject this to our listeners here and to say thank you, Radio Family, for those who have been with us since the beginning of the program, or whether you're just joining us. Always appreciate your company here on our public affairs show, the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our intercom stations, is the fact, Antonio, that when we are talking about tax season in general, the dates are within the deadline.
Yes.
So there's time to get it done. Mm-hmm. Of course, procrastinating always wants to get in the way and interject at some point. Same here.
Yeah.
But to know that the services and the individuals are there. And again, just a huge thank you. If I could be the voice for our audience to say thank you to Phi Beta Sigma and again, Bigger Better Business for providing these services for the number of years that you've done so.
Can I do one more thing?
Absolutely.
I didn't share all the locations in Winston.
Sure.
Did I say the Prosperity Center? I know I mentioned
I believe
Hispanic.
You did, yes.
Okay, so maybe I did. And I did say the Forsyth County Central Library, we're talking about.
Right.
You can get it done there as well. Both Goodwill locations, King Library. So I just wanted to make sure I got everything in one.
Absolutely. And what I was going to say, Radio Family, I know there were probably a lot of locations, a lot of phone numbers The nice thing, Antonio, is now our conversations here on Community Focus are carried on our podcast.
Love it.
So anytime, Radio Family, between now and the tax deadline, just make sure that in the few days following this great conversation with Antonio McCoy, proudly representing Phi Beta Sigma, and with Bigger Better Business, you go to our website, WQMG.com, and you'll see it listed.
Yes.
And that will be a great opportunity to listen to this conversation again and to get those locations. The nice thing, too, about technology is we have a stop, pause, and rewind button.
I need to hear that again.
Exactly. Yeah. And just go right back to it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Antonio, as always, a fantastic job. We have about a minute or two remaining. Anything that you wanted to mention that either you or I didn't cover or
I just want to encourage your listeners, one, to not procrastinate. I know that's hard to do because I'm guilty of it myself. But do listen to the podcast. Take advantage of what your tax dollars are providing, you know, for you, and get to these places if you need tax assistance to get your taxes done. You fit the criteria. Mm-hmm. You know, get out. You know, get your taxes done. Make a call because some of the places
do have numbers.
Yeah,
right.
They have phone numbers for drop-offs.
Right.
And take advantage of what your community has to offer.
Absolutely, and especially Antonio. And I just love the fact the one location. I want to repeat that again. Especially for, and I love the word you used, our seasoned listeners, in which they really are going to be catered to, mm-hmm. if you will, specifically.
Yes, yes.
If you'll repeat that location, if you can recall, for the seniors.
I think that might have been High Point.
I think you were right. I just wanted to.
No. It had 60 plus. I can take exactly where it's
okay.
See it right now.
Very good.
It was the Shepherd Center, 302 West Market Street in Greensboro. You must be 60 plus.
Okay.
Seniors only, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday afternoons.
Excellent.
From 1 to 2, 15 p.m., February 5th through the 11th. They are closed April 2nd.
Okay.
And to say again, you must be 60 plus.
Now, if you know the seniors that I know, Antonio, 60 plus. Really is not that old.
They're going to be carding some people.
Oh, yeah. I love it. And I actually hope that happens because we love our seasoned listeners. Absolutely. Absolutely. And as always, Antonio, I love the time that we have together here in the program. Thank you very much, as always, for bringing this vital information to our public affairs show. And you know me, my dear friend, there are never any goodbyes just until next time.
I look forward
to it as well. So thank you, Radio Family. Another wonderful opportunity to pass along some great information, as good things without question continue to happen in our communities. Today, the focus on Phi Beta Sigma, as well as Bigger Better Business.
Mm.
I like that. That's a nice tongue twister there. BBB.
Yeah.
There you go. And the VITA program that is offered. So Radio Family, again, go to the podcast at WQMG.com to any additional information or anything that you didn't catch on the program, you can certainly hear again and definitely in its entirety. And I thank you for your company in its entirety as we do bring to a close, at least for this weekend, another edition of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful rest of this weekend. Until that next time, do take care.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.